This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Hey, this is Anastasia, and you are listening to the Hump Day Crew. That is right on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, you're listening to the Hump Day Crew. It is 8 minutes until 8 o'clock.
As a part of Hump Day Health and Healing on the Hump Day Crew, we are celebrating World Reflexology Week. It's where therapists around the world will be celebrating the benefits of good health and well-being using natural therapies and reflexology. Now, to tell us all about reflexology is Emma Gearshit. Good morning.
Good morning.
Emma, first of all, for people who don't know what reflexology is, tell us a bit about what exactly.
Okay, well, it's a simple form of natural holistic healing, which basically means that, first of all, it's non-invasive, so we don't actually invade the body, we're just working on the surface, and it's about bringing the body back into balance naturally by applying pressure to various points of the feet, hands and ears, and letting the body take from a treatment what it needs to bring itself back to balance.
I believe these practices started in ancient Egypt.
That's right. As I say, it's been around since about 2500 BC. It's only been known in its present form since the beginning of the 19th century. But basically all of the organs, areas and parts of your body are represented with different reflex points on your feet, hands and ears. And if there's an imbalance anywhere in your body, say for example you've got a bung shoulder, it will usually show up during a treatment. A reflexologist would work all of the areas of the body. We don't treat specific conditions, but we would work all the systems of the body, and the body will take from a treatment what it needs.
Fantastic. And Bish was out there actually getting treated by you.
That's why Emma's got a little bit of a cough there, because I had some talcum powder on my feet, and you just spent the last 15 minutes or so just working through my different regions and talking through exactly what you were doing. And it was awesome, just to let you guys know. You're very jealous, I know.
So, Emma, are you able to, by giving someone a reflexology treatment on their feet, are you able to actually sometimes identify problem areas on them?
You can, but we don't diagnose.
Yes.
It's against our code of ethics. We don't diagnose, prescribe or treat specific conditions.
too much talcum in the room. I've got big feet.
You can sometimes identify that there's a possible problem going on, because if there's an imbalance in a particular reflex, which represents an area of the body, it could show up as like mild discomfort to the client, where they can feel it, or as a practitioner, you would feel like little crystals or little bubbles underneath the surface of the skin. If in doubt, we always refer to a doctor, so the doctor can do the diagnosis, and then we can work with their sort of information as well. But you can also read marks on people's feet as well sometimes. You can look at calluses or colours of the skin or inflections and things like that, and that can also give you an idea that there's something going on.
Wow.
I believe you just come back from LA.
That's
Emma.
Right.
And what were you doing over there?
I went to an international conference of reflexology. So it was held, it's a biannual one, and we've got practitioners coming from all different countries as far away as Lebanon and Jamaica and Portugal and Japan. So it was fantastic to actually meet all of the different people from everywhere.
Is reflexology bigger in different countries, would you say?
I'd say the UK, it's quite popular. In Australia, it's very popular. In Japan, they're probably America. They're probably the three main ones. I think Lebanon, I was quite surprised to see a practitioner come from Lebanon.
Wow.
But, you know, each country's got its own laws. Each country has its own laws, its own rules that they have to abide by. We have the International Council of Reflexology, which is like a big umbrella organisation that supports each association in each country and practitioners worldwide, and tries to sort of help out and set some guidelines.
Is it important to wear nice shoes to a reflexology conference?
Well, it's funny you say that, because I was really mindful, because as a reflexologist, you can pick up on how people walk. You can pick up on not just the marks on the feet, but how they're walking. And we look at all of this stuff, and how people feel about their feet usually reflects how they actually feel about themselves. So if people say they don't like the feet or they don't like their feet being touched, usually these are the sort of people that keep you at arm's length. And also, people rarely spend more than they can actually afford on their shoes, on their footwear. So if you're buying your $2 shoes, usually it's either you don't really think that highly about yourself, or you can't really afford much more than $2, which, you know, that's fine, because everybody has those times. But yeah, you certainly are mindful about what you are wearing. And I know at the conference gala dinner, excuse me, I'd actually got some stilettos on with really pointed heels and really pointed toes. Ow. And everyone was just freaking out. Went, look at your feet, you can't wear
those. I bet they're all going, stand back, let me have a go. I'll sort you out.
Well, they were just looking at me aghast, like, you can't wear these. It's like, yes, I can.
And I will.
And we were talking while you were doing the reflexology on my feet about the Australian bushfires and how you managed to get involved and lend a hand. What happened there?
Yeah, we organised a fundraiser that was in City Square, where we had lots of practitioners doing massage and reflexology to raise funds for the Red Cross. And we did that in Brisbane, Melbourne and Perth simultaneously. We raised $20,000 with that.
Oh, brilliant.
And we also arranged pretty much from the few days after the bushfires hit for teams to go up and work on the survivors, the firefighters, the CFA, the army and the paramedics, and actually doing massage and reflexology on them after in between shifts.
Now, Emma, you are the senior lecturer at the Endeavour College of Natural Health. Where else can we find out about reflexology or go for a treatment?
Well, we have a student clinic that's on Elizabeth Street where people can come along to, where the treatments are about $30, so it's discounted. I'm supervising them. And a very excellent and absolutely excellent group of students. Or if you wanted to see a professional practitioner, then you could go to the Reflexology Association website. So you just type in Reflexology Association of Australia, type in the postcode of the city that you're in, and then you'll be able to get a list of practitioners and phone numbers.
Fantastic.
And I know that when we were talking again, you were saying this could be beneficial to anybody across the board. It could be for men, women, children. It depends on any ailments that you may think you have. Just come along and you can help.
Absolutely.
Relieve and...
Absolutely. We do have some contraindications where we wouldn't work on the first trimester of pregnancy, wouldn't work if someone had deep vein thrombosis or if they had any fractures to their feet or infectious diseases on their feet. But apart from that, it's simple, it's safe and it's effective for most people.
The clinic on Elizabeth Street, what times is that open? Is that open after hours?
The reflexology clinic is actually 11:30 till 2:30 on a Tuesday, but we have lots of different modalities that's represented pretty much from 8 in the morning until 9:30 at night, Monday to Friday. But so massage, naturopathy, homeopathy, acupuncture, all sorts.
Could be a good idea on a Tuesday lunchtime to go give your feet a bit of a treat.
Might be nice.
Why not?
Thank you, Emma, for joining us this morning. You'll see footage of Emma performing reflexology on Bish's feet.
Yay!
Up on our blog, thehumpdaycrew.blogspot.com.
This is Gina Glass, and I get my Aussie on with Ginny, Az, and the Bish, the Hump Day Crew, every Wednesday on Joy 94.9.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.